Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1 or to claim for refund.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, this is Max Wilson from eBay Anti-Fraud Department. How can I help you?
You said something about charge on my account.
Alright, do you do online shopping with eBay?
Yes.
Okay, that means somebody are trying to misuse your eBay account and purchase that a Google Play gift card for $299. So, do you want to cancel it or you want to continue with this charge?
Well, who was this fellow doing it?
Beg your pardon?
Who was doing it?
Somehow somebody are trying to mislead your information and access to your eBay account.
Okay then. Yeah, no, I didn't do that.
Yeah, as you confirming me, sir, you didn't authorize any payment or you didn't buy any gift card. That means you are victim of fraud, like somebody are trying to fraud charge with you. So we are just simply go ahead and going to cancel your charge and refund money get back to your site. Is it okay for you?
So, all right. Which way did they charge it?
Beg your pardon?
What form did they use to pay for that?
See, once you are get connected with our server, then we will be providing you each and every information because we are not authorized to taking any personal information over the call. This call is being recorded. So can you confirm me which device you log into your eBay account?
Computer.
Okay, just follow my instructions so that I can give you the 9-digit security cancellation code. You need to keep that code. First, open up your Google Chrome browser.
Yep. So I'll log into eBay and check, eh?
No. You don't need to log into your eBay account. If you open up your eBay... Actually, sir, if you open up your eBay, that point of time, they are purchasing any other kind of products. You don't need to log into your eBay. You just open up your Google
Chrome. That'll show the cards, though, won't it? That'll show me buying the gift card.
Yes.
So
what do you have to do? Like, what do you need to do exactly?
So you're saying that somebody bought something with my eBay account?
I am talking about you need to open up your Google Chrome browser.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now look at the very top. There is a search bar. Just type there. It's an antivirus software. Okay. You just type there www.anydesk, it should be A-N-Y,
yep.
D-E-S-K,
yep.
.com.
Okay, yep.
Now press the enter button from your keyboard.
Oh, yep.
Now tell me what are the results came up on your screen, sir?
Showing any desk?
Yeah, after that, what?
Just the any desk page is opened.
Yeah, read out for me something so that I can going to assist you.
It's got a download option.
Yeah, did you see any download option with red color box? It's written over there, download now, something like that. Okay, give a click on download now, and once you click on download now, look at the very left hand side bottom corner, you can see a small option came up, which says anydesk.exe, something like that. Did you see anydesk.exe?
Oh, yes.
Okay, just once its downloading procedure will be done, just double click on that and open that file. And if you see any number comes up on your screen, let me know that number. Okay.
That's just trying to install.
Yeah. Yeah, just double click on that file. Just double click on that and open it up.
Yep.
Okay. Now what you can see at the very top.
So it's showing a bunch of numbers.
Bunch of numbers.
Yep.
Okay. And at the middle of the page, at the very top middle of, on your screen, what you can see?
It's got my ID.
Yeah, that is your ID address. Just tell me the ID number one by one, sir.
Yep, so 159.
159.
176.
176.
315.
315. And beside the number, can you see a black symbol, like a black lock symbol? Like it's a lock small symbol at the right hand side, just beside that number.
The partner ID?
No, not partner ID. Like where you can see your address, where you can see your address with 9-digit number, like 159-176-315. And just beside that 315, do you see any lock symbol, black color, lock symbol?
No.
Okay, you are not. All right, just look at the right hand side, very top corner. Can you see 4 dash line?
No, I don't actually. The only thing it shows is the ID and PIN number.
All right. Okay, and the computer which you're using right now, is it your Windows computer, right?
Yes.
Okay. What you need to do, sir, just look at the very right-hand side, top corner. Did you see any 4 horizontal line? 4 dash line. Kindly check.
No, sir. It's across the bottom of the line.
Underneath that cross, just below that cross, did you see 4 dash line in your page?
No.
Okay, no problem. Alright? Our server sending you a security warning, like as you know that this is a fraudulent transaction which has been placed by some other people. So for that reason you need to be very secure. Okay, what you need to do, you need to just follow me. Just tell me what you can see on your screen. I think you got that wrong number, sir. You tell me the wrong 9-digit ID. Can you please confirm me the 9-digit ID once again?
159-176-315.
Okay, and did you download AnyDesk? This is a red color application?
Yep.
Alright, just hold on. Okay, can you see any, okay, look at the very left hand side, top, what you can see?
Just a red box.
Red box, okay.
Yeah.
Red box, and did you see over there your address, the top middle on your screen, your address?
That's 159.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After
and
that.
Below the PIN number.
Yeah, 159.
176-315.
176-315.
Yep.
It's not connected to your devices, sir.
I did see a pop-up come up in the bottom right corner of Windows Defender, blocking some connection.
No, it's not connect to you. Okay, just close each and everything.
Yep.
And just paste like Control plus J, J as in Jimmy. Like, paste your Control button along with J, J for Jimmy.
Yep.
Yeah, and what you can see on your page?
It didn't send you anything.
Didn't say anything. Okay, just open up your Google Chrome one more time.
Yep.
One more time, open up your Google Chrome. Type there www.anydesk.com.
Just give me a minute.
Yeah, as you done before, just type the same thing, www.anydesk.com. Give a click on search and just guide you up slowly. I'm going to guide you up slowly. Just tell me what are the results comes up on your computer screen once you search for AnyDesk.
Download option again.
Okay.
Yeah.
And below, where you can see download now. Okay, where you can see download now.
Just
click that again. And you can see the left-hand side, bottom corner, you can see any AnyDesk.exe small option comes up. Just open it up once it's done.
AnyDesk with a bracket 1.exe?
Yeah, that one.
So, do I have to click on that again?
All right.
It says AnyDesk is already installed.
Yeah, can you see any 9-digit number over there once you open up that?
It closed down, saying that it was already installed.
Alright. Sorry?
It closed that screen, it just said it was already installed.
Already installed. Okay, open it up. Just go to your downloads and open the AnyDesk application. Open it up and tell me the 9-digit number.
356.
356.
256.
3564. Yeah.
136.
13.
So 256.
884-136. Okay, and beside that number, can you see any black box with lock symbol? Like any lock symbol?
No.
Oh, okay, just hold on. I'm going to transfer the call to my senior. Okay, just stay on that page, sir. Thank you for your patience.
Hello.
You know, I'm gonna scan people. You need to hit the mute button first. I heard you swapping the headset over.
Hello.
Hello.
You are a son of a whore, you know that?